This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Alliance Task Force meeting taking place today. China announces to commission Kerung-Kathmandu Railway feasibility study and satellite images show Crimea airbase badly damaged. Now the news in detail. The second meeting of the five-party alliance task force is taking place shortly. The meeting scheduled to be held today at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar is said to be focused on preparing the modality of electoral alliance in the view of the province assembly and federal parliament elections announced for coming November 20 in a single phase. According to Task Force Secretary Advocate Kesavaraj Joshi, the implementation of the constitution and people's livelihood issues are also the agenda of the meeting. The task force will prepare a draft of the seat allocations in the election and will submit it to top leaders of the alliance. The first meeting of the task force selected Nepali Congress former General Secretary Krishna Prasad Thitola as its coordinator. China has announced to commission a feasibility study of Kerung-Kathmandu Railway on grant assistance. In a bilateral meeting with visiting Minister for Foreign Affairs of Nepal, Dr. Naren Khadka, Minister for Foreign Affairs of China, Wang Yi, made the announcement. According to official information, Nepal-China bilateral meetings was held in China on August 10. During the talks, the two sides made a comprehensive review of Nepal-China relations and bilateral cooperation and also agreed to further extend assistance in the areas of trade, connectivity, investment, health, tourism, poverty alleviation, agriculture, disaster risk reduction, education and culture, among others, stated a press release issued on Wednesday by the Embassy of Nepal in Beijing. China has also assured to provide Nepal with chemical fertilizers and consider towards commissioning a feasibility study on the establishment of chemical fertilizers a factory in Nepal. Flood in Manohara River on Tuesday night has damaged property worth ₹7.5 million. Manohara River flows through the border of Kathmandu and Bhaktapur districts. Flood had destroyed landless squatters, other settlements around the river, infrastructures at Kadaghari Police Sector and Dibyeswari Land Integrated Project. Deputy Superintendent of Police at Metropolitan Police Range Bhaktapur, Raju Pandey, said property worth ₹7.5 million was destroyed as flood swept away cattle as damaged food stops. A disaster management team of the Nepal Red Cross Society Bhaktapur was mobilized at flood hit areas on Tuesday and involved in rescue as well as relief distribution, said President of Nepal Red Cross Society Bhaktapur, Manoj Kumar Thapa. Details of loss caused by flood were collected on Wednesday and they have forwarded activities to distribute relief to flood-affected people today. Still, 60,000 textbooks are inadequate in Karnali. The Surkhet-based Jana Siksha Samagri Kendra Provincial Office said it has not been able to supply adequate textbooks in Surkhet, Dailek and Jatarkot districts of Karnali province. As said, the office has requested the centre to arrange around 60,000 textbooks required for the districts. Provincial Office Chief Dhana Bahadur Kesi said the most lacking are of Nepali, social studies, science, health and physical and occupation subjects of grade 8. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in the hilly regions of the country and at a few places in the rest of the country, and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Bagmati province and Karnali province. Similarly, the division stated that the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and at one or two places in the rest of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. satellite images appear to show extensive damage and several destroyed Russian warplanes at a Crimea airbase following explosions earlier this week. The Saki base in the west of Russian-ruled Crimea was rocked by a string of blasts on Tuesday, killing one person. Ukraine has not claimed responsibility, but this new evidence suggests the possibility of a targeted attack. The images from the U.S.-based Planet Labs show large areas of scorched earth lit from fires that erupted. The base main runways seem to be intact, but at least eight aircraft appear to be damaged and destroyed, with several craters clearly visible. Most of them are in specific area of the base where a large number of planes were parked out in the open away from the cover of hangars. North Korea's Kim Jong-un suffered from fever during the COVID pandemic, his sister has said in what appears to be the first suggestion he had the virus. Kim Yo-jong also blamed South Korea for her country's outbreak, saying it sent leaflets contaminated with COVID across the border. South Korea rejected the claims as groundless. Kim was speaking as her brother declared victory in the country's battle against COVID. In her speech, Kim, who is a powerful senior official, blamed South Korea for spreading COVID into the north by sending anti-Pyongyang leaflets across the border. Activists in South Korea have done this for decades, using balloons to float propaganda leaflets into the north, although the practice was banned last year. Scientists are tracing a new animal-derived virus in eastern China that has infected at least several dozen people. The novel levy was found in 35 patients in the Shandong and Henan provinces. Many had symptoms such as a fever, fatigue, and a cough. They are thought to have contracted the virus from animals. There is no evidence so far levy can transmit among humans. Researchers detected the virus predominantly in shoes. The discovery was highlighted in a letter written by researchers from China, Singapore and Australia and published in the New England Journal of Medicine this month. Taiwan Center for Disease Control said on Sunday it was paying close attention to the development of the levy. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Alliance Task Force meeting taking place today. China announces to commission Keirung-Kathmandu Railway Feasibility Study and satellite images shows Crimea airbase badly damaged. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day. We'll be right back.